Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Frat House Sports Show, live on Blog Talk Radio. Got an opinion on what the guys are talking about tonight? Call in to weigh in live on the air. 347-826-9964. That's 347-826-9964. And now, for this week's completely different and often humorous take on all things sports, live from the Frat House, here are Frat House Mike, Uncle Mark, and Sidekick.
Yeah, baby! Wow! I'm going to tell you something. That sound... Well, for some reason, that was wonderful. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Brandon, if you're on, go.
Are you? What happened, Mike?
I'm showing as muted. Am I not muted or am I not? I'm muted.
I don't know. I hear you.
Okay.
I heard everything you said.
Right now, on the soundboard, I am muted. That's the way it looks, and it.
There,
keeps,
I switched it.
No, it's still showing muted, but that's okay. Anyhow, hopefully, I'm coming through to you loud and clear. I got to tell you, we have got a heck of a program here scheduled for you. Great, great feeling. I keep getting beeps in my ears. This is incredible. In a minute, I'm going to back out, and I'm going to come back in. I can't tell whether I'm live or not.
I hear you.
Okay. Great program. Great way to start it off. Thanks a lot, yeah. Jerk offs over there at Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate it. Fourth anniversary program, and you're finding a way to screw it up for us. Awesome. Great. Yeah, and also the very first night of NFL football coming to you here. And it's a great feeling. It is just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. I can't think of a better all this anticipation, and here it is now. We are ready to rock and roll. We've got real football coming to you this evening at 8:30, very first game of the season, and so there it begins. There it starts, and I'm just ecstatic about it all. And I'm sure all of you are as well. And we're going to have a very, very football, as I always say on this first night of the football season, I'm going to have a very, very football-centric program coming to you here this evening. As I just pointed out, it is also our fourth anniversary program. And that is quite a milestone when you think about it. 209 programs now we have been coming to you straight through. That's 209. I dare anybody out there in the internet to say that they have been coming on the air talking sports for 209 straight weeks. I dare anybody. But we've been doing it right here at Frat House Sports. And so what I did last night real quick, and I thought what I would do is I would just share this with everybody because it is, well, it's kind of neat, and you get it to hear a real overview of what things have been like right here. Well, not always right here, but right here at Frat House Sports for the past 4 years on this very night. Because the program itself started 4 years ago this evening. And so what I did was I kind of put together in a real short little clip here, real short little clip, you're going to get to hear a little bit of the intros of each one of the past four shows that have aired on this very evening over the past 4 years. A little tribute to all of us here, if I might, if I could pat ourselves on the back for a moment, a little tribute here to all of us here at Frat House Sports.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Well, welcome. Welcome to 5 Minutes at the Frat House. This is fun. This is exciting. We are really, really thrilled to be doing our first production of this. My name's Mike. This is
Psychic.
All right. And, you know, if you've been following us on Facebook for the past, year or so, you've known us as little tags and posts, and you've probably seen. We put up some interesting, funny stories about everything from baseball to hockey to the NFL to NASCAR. And you've known us up to this point with little tags, you know, say Mike or say Sidekick. You know? But now, this, what's neat about this is you actually get to put a face with all of that that's going on our Facebook page. And we encourage you all, please, if you're not already liking it, you got to go out, you got to find the Frat House Eagle Girl. All right? And so what we're going to do is we're going to hopefully get to you, you know, maybe once a week. That's what we're hoping. And what's really exciting about this is that we're starting...
Welcome back to a very, very, very special 5 Minutes at the Frat House. The Frat House Mike and Sidekick. Obviously, we are not at the Frat House. Instead, we are just down the road at McGirt's Pub in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. And I'd like to thank the great folks here at McGirt's who were able to help us put this together and help us in producing our first anniversary show, Sidekick. We had some great food here.
Yep.
Terrific place. It's enormous. As you can see and hear from all the things going on.
This is the Frat House Sports Show. And now, for this week's completely different and humorous perspective on everything sports, here's Frat House Mike and Sidekick.
Wow, 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 wow. How's that for a new opener? And that's how we're kicking off our third year and our second anniversary. From right here at the Hollywood Tavern in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, right here at 700 Huntington Pike.
You know, well, I don't know about you guys, but I need a drink.
This is as kind of the Rockledge area, because I was explaining to you before, I think Rockledge actually starts, it might be either this line right here in front of us or the next light up. So I always kind of viewed this as Rockledge, but I lived right here in this area for the past 30 years. Many, many thanks to our friend Jim Williams for putting that together, that brand new opening together for us, and also many thanks to Bernadette and our friends here at the Hollywood Tavern for hosting us this evening on a special evening. Special evening.
It is.
It was exactly 2 years ago this evening, Sidekick, that we sat down in front of a flip camera on a tripod to chat sports, and holy smokes, how far this has come in 105 weeks.
And looky, I don't have to medicate before the show.
Not anymore. You've gotten a little more. You didn't have anything at all yet before the show.
Nope.
Well, we'll have to see if we can. Rather obviously, as a result of the arrival of the NFL season here this evening,
as is tradition,
we've got a. It is absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much. You're kind of leading me right into where we're going to be going. We've got, though, a very, very football-centric program for you here this evening. And you're going to hear a lot of football stuff, a lot of football chat. In fact, it even gets, is there any other sport really to talk about? Maybe near the end. But even in our big stories, we're going to have some of our football chat. But before we get to that, yes, we are celebrating the beginning of the football season this evening. But we're also celebrating our third anniversary.
Boom, confetti.
Wow. I got to tell you, I mean...
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I need a drink.
I'm putting things together last night, and I am sitting back on it, and I'm thinking about this one. It was 3 years ago tonight that we came to you for the very, very first time with our debut edition of 5 Minutes at the Frat House. And... as we're going to be doing here this evening, we did that night. We just talked football as we entered the 2011 season. Does anybody remember all the way back to that? My goodness, how much sports we have covered here. It's absolutely
absolutely mind-boggling when you think about it.
I don't remember much of that first show because I was drinking heavily before it.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I've gotten over my fear of being in front of the camera.
It was hysterical. So. Yeah, but that went on for quite a few weeks. It was absolutely. 3 years, though. This is our 156th.
Just a little bit of a taste of the past 4 years' worth of programs that have come to you right here from Frat House Sports. these have all been on different medias. We started out on YouTube. The very first program that you heard with the really bad sound, that program went for exactly 12 minutes and 42 seconds. That was the length of the entire show, 12 minutes and 42 seconds. The second one from McGurk's, that went 22 minutes and 22 seconds. The program from the Hollywood Tavern went 36 minutes. And then last year, we were up to a full hour and 11 minutes. Now we're running a two-hour program. Well, we're running a two-hour program that is only in the event that somehow or another Blog Talk Radio gets their goddamn act together. That's the bottom line, because right now I have absolutely no panel, and from what I understand, no one can seem to access this program. I'm not 100% certain. Let me just throw out a message here. Oh, bear with us, folks. This is supposed to be a fourth anniversary show and a celebration, but these bastards over here at Blog Talk Radio are making sure that can't possibly happen. Let me just put out a message to my panel here. Because at this particular moment, I am seriously considering completely aborting this show. And if that should happen, Blog Talk Radio will deal with my attorney. I will find an attorney, and I will deal with that one. We have a great lineup. If we can get everybody in on this and get this together. We had a great lineup. That was to include Matt DeBias. DeBias, of course, will be joining us in here a little bit, talk about the NHL. We were going to get into a little bit of conversation about the NBA because, of course, they went and changed their playoff format this past week, and that's been something they've been talking about. And a very, very interesting situation there, whether, in fact, that's how that's going to affect the NBA completely. Also later joining us in will be Jody Jackson from Fox Sports Arizona. And you might remember we had Jody on, I guess it was just about the beginning of July or so, back when all of the travails and the turmoil was going on with the Arizona Coyotes. And what was going to happen to them? Did they have a place to play and all of that sort of thing? Well, we've gone back and asked Jody to jump on with us for a couple moments because, of course, well, let's get this one straight. It is the beginning of the NFL football season. And they got a little team out there called the Arizona Cardinals who are quite, they're quite good. Yeah, 11-5 last year. Made it into the playoffs. Seattle was ahead of them, so they didn't win the division. But, boy, oh, boy, 11-5 and then most other divisions would have been a winner. And so it's interesting because when you look around the league and you listen to some of the analysts, what you've got is you've got some analysts that are saying, well, this is a team that is going to take the next step. And you've got many, many others that are actually saying that – they're actually going to take a step back or so. So, you know, I don't know how that's all going to go. And that's why what we did was we reached out to Jody Jackson and said, hey, Jody, can we get you on for just a couple of moments here this evening? And so we are going to hopefully get her in here as well. That is, if, in fact, I get a panel in here. Now, we had some news come out of things today, or not today, but this past week in the NFL as we enter into. Let's see what we got here. Direct, Skype, or phone, nothing is working. This is wonderful. Blog Talk Radio, this is absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. Hold on a moment. Let me see here. Well, we're trying to figure this one all out. Direct Connect does not work. Phones do not work. Skype does not work. Nobody can get into anything. Yep. Trying to run an interactive radio program here with folks that we're paying money to. And we have no way. Listen, if anybody would like to try to call into me, I would appreciate it if you try to do that, please. Hey, let me throw the number out, 347-826-9964. Do me a favor. I have a couple of guests in the chat room right now. Would you do me a favor, please? Just pick up the phone and dial the number for me, 347-826-9964. This is a test. I'm asking you folks, guests out there, to help me out. Do a test, 347-826-9964. Leave me a message in the chat room whether, in fact, you can get through or not. I'd like to know, because I plan on using this tape to go against Blog Talk Radio. So try it out right now, 347-826-9964, and leave me a message in the chat room, please. Let me know whether you can get through to the program, because that's going to determine whether, in fact, this is even worthwhile continuing to go forward with. Because at this point right now, I don't really see the point of it. Great guests lined up for this evening. Fourth anniversary program, beginning of the NFL season. This should be a time for a lot of fun and a lot of frivolity. And, right now, I really just want to let loose with a whole load of four-letter words against these thieving SOBs over at Blog Talk Radio. I cannot believe this. You know, you sons of bitches, we put in a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of work into putting a program together. And we pay money to make sure that the service is there, and it's never there. It's never there. And you do this to many, many people and walk away with thousands, millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you just do this to people all the time. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Very, very difficult to keep my head together, put together a four-page program. Cardinal sin of broadcasting is dead air. That's only if you're on a real, like, broadcasting platform. Because we're obviously not on a real broadcasting platform here. This is not a real broadcasting platform. This is a disgrace. This is an absolute disgrace. I will save this. But then I will delete this program from the library so it is not there. But I will save it before I delete it as evidence against these thieving sons of bitches. I ought to sit here and promote out to everybody. There are options for other places besides Blog Talk Radio. Spreecast is out there. I've looked into them. I have looked into many of the other platforms, and I would suggest that for serious podcasters and people that like doing what we do, as we have done now for 4 years, but obviously are not going to be able to do this evening for our fourth anniversary program, I would suggest that you look into one of the alternatives and get away from this thieving company as quickly as you possibly can. That is what I plan on doing. Rabble TV is another excellent option. Those folks over at Rabble TV are dying to get Frat House Sports on their airwaves and have done a lot of innovative sorts of stuff over there to try to get us over there. And trust me, we are going to accelerate the pace at which we can possibly get over to that particular platform. This is completely and totally unacceptable. Unacceptable. Blog Talk Radio should be getting out a checkbook this evening and working out customer service issues with all of the people tonight that have been, by whatever the new problem is now. Because let me tell you something right now. Every week, it's another stupid-ass problem with this platform. I'm not running this program tonight. I'm going to tell you right now. The whole thing, this is ridiculous, and it's not worth it. It's absolutely not worth it. I don't care whether they got it fixed or not. I'm just going to say right now. Yeah, I see people jumping in there. I'm just going to say this right now. It is not worth doing this program the way that it has started. It is not worth it. That's my personal opinion. If somebody wants to dispute me on that, you can go right ahead. I don't know. You want to, Uncle Mark, you want to say something?
Well, I mean, quite frankly, if we're in now, the best way to put the fickle middle finger of fate to go forward now. So let's have at it. I thought we were going to chat about football and stuff. I understand.
My head's not into it. I'm going to be perfectly blunt. So other people better be ready to rock and roll with the whole thing. I'm going to be perfectly honest. That's just kind of where I am with it. My head's not into it at this point. I don't know.
Unmute Jim Williams and let's see.
Do we have anybody else from the panel that wants to jump in here? Because Jim, let's see. We'll see. Oh, this doesn't listen.
Hello, can you hear me?
Barely. It indicates you're muted, but that's all right.
There he is.
Hold on 1 second. There we go.
I'm sorry. I've had it.
No, I hear you. I hear you. And now you know why we,
CLW83,
got off a couple of years ago.
Moved away from. Yeah.
And have done the podcasting thing because we've had these kind of technical difficulties all years when we were doing, in fact, many of the shows are still archived on here, I believe.
Yep.
I haven't been on in a while for personal reasons. Life's gotten in the way. I noticed they can't fix the setup, but ooh, they can get a generic new logo. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Blog
right.
Talk Radio.
Yeah.
put text in a box. Gee, I haven't seen that before. The Weather Channel. But anyway, I'm sorry to hear about the problem.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what they do a great job with, Jim. They do a great job with their premium people.
If
you're willing to put out the big bucks for the premium, oh man, alive. They just love the hell out of you. Boy, they promote your program. You know, I was on here 2 years ago, as you well know, a little bit over 2 years ago. for almost a year. And we used to be able to get our show highlighted, you know. Oh, no, that's not even available to us minions and peons down here at the bottom anymore. That's not even available. If you don't
Doesn't
pay the big bucks, if you don't pay the big bucks, you know what I'm convinced of? I'm convinced that the guys with the big bucks are on a completely different platform that's running simultaneously with this one anyhow.
And
I'm
they get the premium bandwidth, they get the premium service. Yeah.
Yep, that's what I'm convinced of.
I genuinely feel bad for you guys. I sent you an MP3. I'm going to ruin the whole bit now, but to hell with it, as the show's been ruined by BTR being BTR.
I'd have to upload it, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'd be scared to death to try to do that in mid-show.
Understood.
Am I coming through at all? I think I'm
finally you are. Well, they must have heard me absolutely ranting and raving on their airwaves, you know, on their platform, and calling them, you know. Oh boy, I was very, very close to calling them really, really, you know, horrendous names that should never be used on the air in any place. But anyhow,
I've been
mad as hell, and you're not going to take it anymore.
I am mad as hell. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brandon.
No, I said I've been trying everything. The Direct Connect. I finally got in on Skype of all things.
Likewise. Yeah. When people were calling in, and I tried two or three times on the direct line, and it was just silence and a busy signal. So that just tells you what the modus operandi of BTR leaves much to be desired right now, to say the very least. Sorry I have to come into the show this way again. I'm sorry, man. I mean, people don't understand. And I'm not trying to just say this because you're a friend, but I know how hard you work on these programs. It is a meticulous craft that you
crush.
I didn't hit that. That had to be an Uncle Mark. Go ahead.
That was Uncle Mark. That was Uncle Mark. No. Remember, his man crush plays, what is it, Sunday night, or you know, Peyton plays a few days from now, so that's when the man crush.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's
yours. Yes. Even though he has no one to throw to now. Ooh. But no, I mean, you're meticulous in your craft. You work your ass off formatting a show, something that I would reckon to say over half of the people who use this site and pay for it don't even do. They just get on and ramble like battling brooks. So I don't know. But I feel sorry for you guys. I was going to come on and say happy anniversary. 4 years on the air and the whole kit and caboodle. And now I'm ready to do what I did on the wrestling podcast we do and rip off the Big Bill Hell's Car commercial on YouTube and say, F you, BTR!
I hear you. All right. Well, listen, you know, I'll say this. Let me say this to you. Thank you. I appreciate you coming on for these couple of minutes anyhow. If you want to hang around for all
sure,
sake.
Okay.
In fact, I'll have you. I'll have you hang around for a moment because I'm going to ask you, since we'll do this. I think you actually calmed me down for a moment. So you did a nice job.
I tossed you off the ledge.
You did. I was ready to abort this whole
Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible. Mission.
Right. Uncle Mark obviously thought that was Mission Impossible, that this show was going to the tank. Anyhow. All right. Well,
I'm here as long as you need me tonight. Yeah.
Let me see if we can get anything on track here for a moment. Yeah, I don't know where Sidekick is.
Sidekick,
I'm working on.
He heard my voice. He's scared.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yes, two good friends. Tonight is kind of special. Here we'll pour. Must be something more somehow.
Santa Maria.
We've got some good ones. Anyhow, Jim, since we got you, we haven't had you on the air with us for, I'd have to go back and check the records. Maybe February might have been. Maybe there was one time since then, but it has been a little while. We've gone through, we got the first night here of football, NFL. Mm-hmm. We've been sitting around waiting for this. We've had to deal with Deflategate for 8 months, which is a joke. Let's get it straight.
No question.
But then ESPN's Outside the Lines comes out with a an article this week, and they apparently go and drop a bomb on things, and it all opens up the wounds again of Spygate. Yet, we're hearing conflicting reports, because a lot of the stuff, and this is really the first time I can remember this, because Outside the Lines really pretty much has been, for the most part, fairly ironclad. But this one, not so much. We're starting to hear things are falling apart at the seams.
ESPN's already redacted their article. They went back and trimmed out a lot of their quotes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, they were calling for ESPN on ESPN Crime, because ESPN, the guy up in New England, pointed out some of the problems with the story, and ESPN proper went back and changed the article after the fact.
Are you crazy?
Tell me how Mickey Mouse that place is up there in Bristol, Connecticut. Should be in Orlando.
I see what you did there. Disney-owned, Disney-operated, ladies and gentlemen. It is farcical at best, to say the very least. Now batting Manny Mota, I hear an echo. No, but it is farcical at best. Thank you. The situation involved with these reports from ESPN and whoever it is for OTL who is going on with it. And besides, even if it was true, there is legally nothing Roger Goodell can do, because then you enter into the phase that is double jeopardy. You can't go back and punish what you already have punished. Remember, the situation with Spygate, they got fined, got a draft pick taken away, as memory serves. So even if the stuff came out and was true, legally, they could not go back and just, you know, release the Kraken.
At this point,
however... Well, you're absolutely right.
Well, and I don't know if that is necessary. The problem with the ESPN article was that it shone such a bad light on both the Patriots, but also then NFL and Roger Goodell as well. So it was kind of a shared bad light all the way around.
Sure. Well, Jim's right with the double jeopardy thing, because the NFL just recently won.
Yeah, is that a question?
It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter, because this whole thing, as we, you know, are kind of undertoning, you know, the undertone to all this is, you know, Goodell's pissed. He looks like an idiot. So he's trying to raise, you know, some controversy that isn't there.
Yeah, there is definitely skeptical journalism at play. That I'm not disagreeing on. But you got to look next level, Mike and company, when it comes to why this would come out. ESPN trying to gain a reputation for themselves as being the breaking news leader that, quite frankly, other outlets, Yahoo Sports among others, has become.
Yep.
Deadspin, absolutely, in recent years.
Yep.
And, you know, again, they're trying, and it's funny because ESPN, they had a four-letter network with four letters towards the Kraft family. Well, actually, no, that's seven letters, and the last three are J-O-B. Seemingly over the years, but now it took Mike a minute. Oh yeah, that thing. Yeah. But no, everybody wants in on you know, just throwing the Patriots under the bus so much as because right now ESPN has an issue, and this issue is getting bigger and bigger. Remember, they have the rights to Monday Night Football, $2.5 billion next 10 years, a season, just to air Monday Night games and a playoff game. Between the Olbermann stuff from the last 2 years, and now these reports, if you're Roger Goodell, you're thinking twice about kind of X-naying the package from them and getting them off of covering football the way they are, because they are irresponsible.
Okay, wait, time out.
All right. I was going to get you in there.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
I was coming to you next, because I want to get your thought. Go ahead, chime in.
I'm going to take you back a couple years to another sport, to a certain D champion who beat the rap year after year, and there was continually talk about he's cheating, but yet always came up clean, and then got caught and had all of his titles stripped.
Lance Armstrong.
And they finally caught him. And where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a reason why the Patriots keep getting called out for cheating.
Uh-oh.
Well, okay. All right. Now, I think you make a legitimate point. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said this myself last night, and I said it right in the presence of a couple of us here at Fred House Sports. I said, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. For the longest time now, I have always dismissed this whole Spygate thing. But if, in fact, there is a shred of any truth to anything that we're reading in this OTL report, I got to be honest, it might just change my opinion somewhat. Only because of the vast, diabolical way that it was allegedly handled. You know, we're thinking, oh, okay, listen, it's a little videotape thing, and hey, oh, I caught a couple of signals over on the side. Now, listen, according to the OTL report, this was a concerted effort, where it was done repeatedly for going back to the year 2000. They had a special room designated with things cataloged. That's sick. I'm sorry. That's sick. I got a problem with that. That just is wrong. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just me.
But we have to remember here, that is a report.
I hear you.
By ESPN that we have not validated and absolutely, confirmed.
Well,
anybody can say anything they want.
Right.
Unless the Patriots come out and say, that's absolutely wrong or that's absolutely right, there's going to be that mystery. You know, it's
well, you
funny
can say
thing.
That. Well,
these guys are, let's throw darts. Let's keep throwing darts. I have reason to believe that the Malaysian airliner that went missing a year ago is as a result of the New England Patriots.
Mark now trying to send a resume to CNN after the recent doings of Blog Talk Radio. Very nicely done. Uncle Mark and John Lemon, 10 p.m. Eastern on CNN.
As much as I love to malign the Patriots, because I am the antagonist to Brandon's protagonist.
Right.
I will say, to me, this is more damning to Goodell.
I do too.
In the fact that he went to Mike Martz and said, "Hey, you need to shut up. So
but
you're going to sign this statement."
Dave, even that was refuted. There's an article out quoting his statement verbatim to the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to revise history.
Revisionist
Mike
history. Look, it works well in China. Oh.
There's so much bull to this whole thing. You can find every little part of it you can shoot apart. This whole thing was not even a good contrived effort by whoever launched this. ESPN, Goodell, whoever.
This whole thing is stupid.
We're rehashing ancient history.
I don't know.
A good contrived effort? I think it was an exceptionally contrived effort if it's contrived.
No, I think it was poorly contrived.
The more I think about this whole cluster blankety blank, the more I can't help but think at the end game. And you know what the end game is going to be 6 months from now, gents? And I mean this with
Goodell's
no disrespect.
No.
Well, in a perfect world, he would be, but this isn't a perfect world. And I mean this is no disrespect to the St. Louis Rams, the Philadelphia Eagles, and any other fan allegiances we have here. But the end game's going to be Super Bowl 50, Brady raising the trophy, and who gives Brady the trophy? Roger Goodell. That's what we're leading towards.
No.
please, stop buying it.
He won't even go to the opener.
I'll buy the Packers first. I'll buy the Packers if
you want to go 50, and that's your end game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're that a Super Bowl caliber team either, but when you've got, like, for example, Brady's going to be playing in less than an hour tonight. You don't think he doesn't have some moxie in him to have a career game against a lackluster Pittsburgh team tonight?
He's got all the ammo ever. I said this evening, Dave's turned it into a game show just for you, Jim.
Is this anything?
I said to somebody this evening, just this evening, earlier, I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I personally believe that the New England Patriots are going to come out with a chip on their shoulder and watch this game. I'm going to be honest with you. The point spread on it is 7, okay?
Here we go, degenerate gambling. Here we go.
I'm sorry, but Patriots are favored by 7. I already picked them in one pool not to cover the spread, but I'm going to tell you right now, I think they could...
They're either
not going to cover the spread or they're going to blow it away. That's my thinking. In other words,
it's gone up to 7.5, by the way, according to
Bova. Okay, because the money keeps coming in on the Patriots. But
-340 on the money line, 52.5 on the total. Anything else?
Oh, man, you're telling me I'm the degenerate.
But to be fair, before Fox Sports 1, FS1, whatever they call themselves, and ESPN and my man Scott Van Peasy were doing the whole Las Vegas thing, it was you, Mike. It was you on the Vegas thing. You against the books, brother.
But I'm telling you.
Get some facts and come back and see me.
Yeah, I tell you, I actually did pick them in one pool. I said, I don't know. I think the Steelers will have a little bit of a backbone, but I'm telling you, either the Patriots win this by 6 or 5, or the Patriots are going to win this by 15 or 20. I mean, that's where it's going to be. That's where it's going to be, or 30. Listen to. Where's Sarah when I need her? Where's Sarah?
Hey, you can play the sound bad all you want. History's proven. You piss off this team, you pay the price. Period.
I know more about sports than you do.
The year after Spygate broke the first goddamn time, they went to the Super Bowl. They didn't win, but they went.
Right.
So, you know, anytime, any excuse they need, look out. You know, the Colts have been throttled repeatedly by this team because the Colts seem to have a hard-on for the Patriots. Whatever. You watch. You're going to look at like 47-10 tonight.
The rancor is out tonight. You can tell that the football season is upon us.
The rancor
is out.
And Belichick will not remove his foot from their throat till the game clock runs out.
Poor Tony.
My goodness. let me get one of our good callers in here. Let me get Richard in here from New York real quick. Richard, you're in for a treat here, man, because now football season started. Frat House Sports, as you can hear, the tone has changed. What's on your mind there, Richard?
I'm looking for inflated balls. Let's see who completes the pass. I'll tell you.
What, you think they're checking the PSI tonight, Richard?
I think so. No, I do. Live on TNT, inflated balls.
God bless all you guys for coming in here and making our 4th anniversary show at least this past 25 minutes or so, at least pleasurable. The first 25 was not. Richard, what do you want to jump in on this whole? I mean, what do you make of this ESPN report?
Well, I'm not really aware of what they said.
You ain't missing much. Lots of fabricated stuff.
But I just want to say, you know, don't bet against a Belichick team. That's all I can say. I mean, they get it done. You know, somehow, some way, they get it done, whether it's cheating or not, you know.
Oh,
and that's in question. I mean, but they're you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they win by 20 tonight.
Oh my Lord. That, you know what? Can I be honest? Guys, if they win by 20, I don't know if that's what the NFL really wants. I mean, with all due respect, and I'm not talking about Goodell. I'm just talking about, you know, is that the way? I guess nobody cares, right? Nobody cares? I mean, that's...
Well,
that
no,
just seems
I think...
Like, go ahead.
I think as fans, we want a good game. We want a
exactly.
competitive game. If it's going to be a blowout. But I will say, if we go back to the Thursday night games last year...
They're going to be better this year. They're going to
they
be better
terrible.
This year.
Yep,
they're going to
they
be better.
Terrible.
They're going to be ESPN's, whoever's doing this game is going to be replaying the referees entering the locker room to check the PSIs of the balls from last December. They're going to archival footage that hasn't been seen yet.
Yeah.
They'll have so much. Well, you know, let's see what these. Oh, yeah, the referee, he tripped. His cleat got full of grass. Let's take a look at that cleat. I mean, they're going to get to that level.
That's awesome, Richard. That's awesome. But the Thursday night games, I kick, are going to be better this year. I mean, when you take a look at the schedule, they're going to be better. I'll tell you where I got some worries. I got some worries on Monday night. I don't know if the Monday night schedule is all that great, but the Thursday night...
Oh, there's
night
a reason for that.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a reason for that. All the rants by my man Olbermann on ESPN and ESPN holding the rights, Goodell said, well, they're being mean to us. They're employing somebody who's anti-NFL. Screw these people. We're going to give them crap games. We're going to give them nothing but Tampa Bay versus insert...
Cleveland,
yeah, there you go.
You're right. That would be a bad game. That is unless
or Eagles Falcons.
Jameis Winston against Jameis Winston against Johnny Manziel, huh? I don't know that Monday night game. I don't know, that might not be bad. I mean, people are saying that Matty Ryan is going to have. Matty Ryan is that? No, that was not sidekicks bomb diggity bomb. Some are saying that. Matty Ice is going to have a resurgent year. So, I don't know. Hey, listen, any game with the Eagles in it on a Monday night is going to get ratings. You know why? Everybody's curious about Chip Kelly. There it is. Bottom
sure.
line.
No question.
I mean, the guy's a miss.
Who's their starting running back?
Well, it's going to be Murray. Will probably be one, but... I'm going to tell you right now, expect to see just as many carries, I would suspect, for Matthews. I think they're going to cut down. Murray's not going to carry. What did he carry last year? Almost 500 times?
Yeah.
400 and some, right? 400 and some? Mm-hmm. It was close to 500. Yeah, he's not going to get that. You're going to see 275, 280, 285, something in that area. Ryan Matthews, if he can stay healthy, if both of them can stay healthy, you're going to see Ryan Matthews, I think, get just as many carries. Not more.
Well,
he
here you go.
More.
Here you go, Fred.
Go ahead.
Let me
go
ask.
Ahead.
Since you're pondering, if Bradford goes down and is out for the season with his usual ACL, and you're left with Sanchez,
then his career is over.
Go ahead. And you're running the season with Sanchez. Mm-hmm. Does Murray now get the rock more often, like you saw in Dallas?
Yes.
Yes.
He has to.
Correct.
Considering what we've known Sanchez to do under Chip Kelly from last year, you had to say that, didn't you? You just had,
yeah, had to.
Yeah,
I
it's,
had to
it, it's the
ball.
Law. You had to say that.
Well, we were talking about balls. Why can't I talk about butts?
And then the next logical progression would be boobs, but this isn't about females playing football. For a league that is inferior, that doesn't even, you know, really exist, does the LFL stand
legends.
For?
Legends. Hmm.
The league is just run
litigious.
By a
boob. Litigious football league is what it is.
Mm.
I mean. But, no.
Inflated top chest. Yeah.
Brandon,
hey,
go ahead.
Brought to you by Silicone.
Hey, I have a question for the panel.
Sure.
Just has anybody ever remembered a team – wearing a patch on their jerseys that says Super Bowl champions the year after they won the well, the Patriots just walked out onto the field and have a Super Bowl 49 champions patch right on their jersey.
Not kidding. That's wrong. Brandon, that's
wrong.
They just
show Tom Brady running out on the field with this nice patch on his right on the upper left corner.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Listen, are they getting us ready for advertising on the jerseys or what?
I think they're sticking their middle fingers up at everybody.
I think they're going in your face.
Yep.
This is the epitome of the new two-word movement that is sweeping the nation, perhaps to sweep to the White House, D's Nuts. That's what this is. D's Nuts movement.
Yep, I agree with you. That's crazy. Brandon, seriously, let me ask you.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just pointed it out because I just saw it on the television. I never saw that before.
It's an outrage. That patch is where Tom Brady keeps the needle to let the air out. That's what that patch is.
Lord knows he needs to use that needle to pump up his soon to be former wife. Bellator.
Sidekick. How much you want to bet Brandon goes and buys one of those jerseys with the new patch on it?
He's already got the website open.
NFLshop.com.
He's already got the China website up.
No. That's gone, Dave. That's gone.
Be dialing, people.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, seriously. No, Brandon, let me get your opinion. I mean, seriously, that's just wrong, right?
You know what? I think it is a little over the top, but hey, whatever. It's never been done before.
Is it just? No, wait a minute. Where's it? The game is where? It's in Patriot.
I don't know if they're going to wear it all season or not.
Maybe it's just for tonight. They're going to get the ring tonight, right?
Maybe. Oh, they already have the ring. They had that ceremony a long time ago.
Oh, did they do that? Did they do it publicly?
Yeah, they did that at Robert Kraft's house like 2 months ago.
Well, okay. They're going to Then they're going to drop the banner tonight, right?
Yeah, they'll probably do that part. Yeah.
Okay.
But
well, then
wear a patch that says Super Bowl, you know, prior Super Bowl champion.
Well, okay, this is going to surprise those of you on the panel, but I don't see anything wrong with the champion
because
for the season, during the regular season.
He'd be okay if his Rams did it.
No, I'm okay with the Patriots, honestly. I'm okay with the previous year's champion through the regular season wearing a patch on their uniform. They're the champs. Sorry.
I'm not really sure what I think about it yet as a Patriots fan. I just saw it and it stuck out like a sore thumb. That's why I brought it up.
If you check on Twitter, you can see a great picture of the number 77 jersey. And these things are for sale in the Patriot shop, naturally. It's like a red ribbon behind what you think would be a stadium, the trophy on top, a similar yet Patriot-eyed Super Bowl 49 champions logo, upper right corner of the jersey. Yeah.
Okay.
They're left.
I should have made this the Twitter poll. Had I known it in advance, I would have made it the Frat House Sports Twitter poll question of the night. My bet is it will be for tonight only. Now,
you're probably right.
If they do it the whole season, I think that's a bit of a violation, but
You play to win the game.
Right on, man with the nice socks. I mean, do you see this in any other sport? No, you don't. You just don't.
It's the Patriots.
Yeah, true. Everything is grandiose there, yes.
Well, and look, I understand. They're coming in here, and they're feeling like what's funny is we're saying they're coming in here. They're coming into their own home stadium. This is why I'm saying. I mean, either they win by six and don't cover the spread, okay, or they're going to blow the spread apart tonight. It's going to be destroyed.
Oh, it's going to be a nuking. Are you kidding me? It's going to be
such
a nuking. Bob Costas's toupee may fly off at halftime. It's that big of a nuking coming up.
That's a serious nuking.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Bob's hair looks real tonight. Give me a break.
Oh, my goodness.
We're not worthy.
Oh. He has a couple extra phone books under his stool tonight, I see. Very nice.
I got to thank BTR for messing up the beginning of this program and allowing it to turn out the way that it has so far, because we are just all over the place. We're off the
script. Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
We're off the script. We're off the outline, and who gives a damn? I'm just not going to, you know, I'm not planning on picking up anything until we get to the 8 o'clock hour, and then I'll try to run somewhat of a normal program.
Well, Fred House, Mike, we're like the Patriots. You screw with us, and we turn into the bomb.
Mm.
And, you know, you mess with us, and we show up.
Bomb diggity bomb time.
Michael, it's carbonated soda. That's what it is. You can't control it.
You can't stop it. You can only hope to contain it.
That's right.
The Mentos and the Diet Coke.
Richard's on a roll tonight.
Diet Coke? What? Mike Frances is here too? What?
Oh. Yeah. I haven't heard anybody snoozing yet. Richard's on a roll, though. I got to give it to him.
That was good. Good peeps.
All right. Where am I going here? Where am I going here for 4 minutes until we get to the top of the hour?
40 minutes till kickoff.
Yeah. Okay. How long? How long do we have?
About 40 minutes till kickoff in Foxborough, Mass.
Who's got the game tonight? It's
NBC.
It's NBC. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I didn't even know. Yeah. How do you like that one?
And hence the Bob Costas reference, you see. Yes.
Real quick,
we're on the No Ball Collusion Network.
Yeah, well, because they won't talk about the issue. They're not going to talk about the issue because, remember, the whole thing with, what was it earlier last season? NBC had a Sunday night game involving... I think the Ray Rice situation, in Baltimore, and they never even talked about it. Or something, you know, in passing, just like a 30-second blip about it. They're not ones to, talk about such fodder, shall we say? So
That's for Monday night.
Yeah, that's for the Gruden Grinders right there, Mike.
Yeah, you got that one right now. Listen, before I get. Before I let Richard go here, I got to get your thoughts here for a moment. Green Bay at Chicago.
Yes.
Yes. You walked into that with your reputation.
I need ice water already.
You can hear the trepidation in Richard's voice. The lines I've got here, and Jim knows, I carry them in my wallet. The lines I carry here are from yesterday. Green Bay was a 7-point favorite on the road. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Is there any hope for the Chicago Bears this weekend? I mean, can they even cover?
I'll tell you. I mean, I'm joking here, but I think the only way the Bears could win is if they play like the Packers and the Packers play like the Bears. And
that's not going to happen, is what you're saying.
I was going to say,
not
going to
happen.
Aaron Rodgers has got to come out looking like Jay Cutler.
He's got to throw two or three picks, which probably is not, which unlikely will happen. And I think the Packers should win by 17 or more.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
And just imagine if they had a healthy Jordy Nelson.
Then it would be
24.
Well,
I don't think that matters.
I was going to say, I think that may be the difference.
I think the Bears are overmatched.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now, before I let you go, Richard, let me ask you a question, because we had Jeffrey Thomas on the other week, and you heard his comments from Chicago. It works out there at Rank Top 5 Sports Radio, and he actually said he thinks that the Bears have a good shot at getting the number one draft pick next year in the NFL. You came back and made a comment to me on social media that our guy, well, not our guy, he's not our guy, but we had him on the air with us, that our guest was really, really, boy, he was doom and gloom. What's the record? What's the final record you got for the Bears?
You know, I think I wouldn't be surprised if they're 5-11 or 6-10.
Sounds right.
Okay.
You know, they're not going to have a good season. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be frustrating. But they're not good. I mean, that's it. They're not the worst team, but they're certainly not a good team.
Let me ask you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, was Richard the one the comment that I saw that said they were going to be miserable this year, but they were going to wind up screwing it up and not getting the first draft pick?
I forget who made that comment. Well, let me ask you a question, though, Richard. Would you be okay with them tanking?
No.
Oh.
No, I would not be okay with them tanking.
Yeah,
good for you.
I don't think they're going to get their first pick. I think they may get the third or fourth pick.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. All right.
Yeah, I mean, come on,
man. Guys, it was really, really good talking to all of you guys.
I appreciate it, Richard. You take care, man. And make sure you keep listening.
And enjoy football.
Yeah, absolutely. Best
football's on.
Even if it isn't in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
That's right.
The best stuff is coming. We got 4 minutes of football coming, and we got our picks. You're going to want to hear our Frat House Sports picks of the week. Thanks,
Take
Richard.
Care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. We're at the top of the hour, I want to thank Jim Williams. He walked me off the ledge there and got
Yo,
me.
Yo, man, we love you.
Absolutely.
Love you too, Chuck.
Otherwise, I was going to just cancel this program.
Stick
around.
That's what friends are for.
Oh, speaking of which, since we got Jim Williams
on
the air.
Yeah. Because,
you're
you know
going
what?
Down this week.
I know.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh.
I can't get.
I
I'm
know
not
why
have,
you called him.
Jim did something wonderful. I don't know what it is. Maybe I don't know. Will it be appropriate next week, Jim, or will it not be?
It won't be because I will have already beaten Sidekick. So that will more or less all I said. I'll reiterate it here in a live form because I have no shame in my quote unquote game. I initially was going to say, like I said to you guys already, a happy 4th anniversary. All kidding aside and everything, because. Yeah, you guys have been great to me and vice versa, hopefully. And, you know, I was going to single each of you out. Mike, great stuff you do. Uncle Mark, my uncle from another uncle. And then Sidekick. Sidekick, who I face in the Frat House Fantasy Sports Football League this week to start off. It's the marquee matchup. I think we can all agree on this, ladies and gentlemen. It's the marquee matchup. And all I can say about the Team Blood Pack is they're a lot like the St. Louis Rams. They folded it in. They have no motivation to succeed. So why bother? That's all I'm saying. You know. So
hey, my bags are packed for LA, buddy.
Hey, you got an extra room. I'm down, bro. I'm telling you. We can get some babes. It'll be awesome, bro.
Oh.
By the way, if I may very quickly ask you, Sidekick, in all seriousness, about the situation you linked in an article, Joe Buck, Dan Dierdorf, pretty much throwing Stan Kroenke under the bus, as well they should, because I genuinely feel bad for Rams fans in St. Louis, because they are getting hosed for the second time in about 30 years when it comes to a football franchise. You want to expand on that and your thoughts on the doings there out in St. Louis?
Well, here's the thing. You know, as much as St. Louis is fighting to keep this team in the city, given that we now know the owner's true colors and we see what kind of jack-off that we have as an owner, if the Rams stay in St. Louis, I don't know if there's already kind of a irreparable damage done between the, you know, the fans and the owner. I mean, don't get me wrong. We will love the team. But that owner is an a-hole, and I don't think anybody's going to trust him.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with you. And, I genuinely feel bad for the good football fans there in St. Louis. Yes, St. Louis historically is known as a baseball town, but they love their football too. They love the Cardinals back in the day, and they love the Rams to this day. But you can see they've been stripping away at the team since their Super Bowl championship 15 years ago, and now what you've got is a team that they'll be lucky if they get 5 wins this year, sad to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's, I you know, I thought...
Well, I don't know about that.
I thought Foles coming in was good because I'm hoping that we have a stable quarterback because unfortunately...
Well, you can hope.
You know, well, that's... I think we're gonna have better luck than we would with Bradford.
Given the situation, I think I would agree.
He's damaged goods at this. I don't hate Sam Bradford.
Right.
And I've been on record as saying, you know, that I think we did Sam Bradford dirty, being the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
But also, he's hurt all the time. So
the boom bust potential is far less with Nick Foles.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, we will go 17 weeks with Foles probably under center.
Mm-hmm.
And that. But there's nobody else really there. You know, mm-hmm. what we've got is a defense. So as long as we keep games close, we can win games. If we can't keep games close, there's no way we're winning that.
It's just that you're in a division where you have two teams who are superior by far and away right now in Seattle and Arizona. You'll beat San Francisco. San Francisco is between San Francisco and Washington. One of those two teams will be on the clock before the season even kicks off. So,
all right. Well, here's what I got to do. Because we got Matt jumping in with us at about 8:20, and then we got Jody Jackson coming in with us at about 8:35. So what I want to do right now, I'm going to get to our picks of the week. This has been a tradition since we started 5 years ago. Well, it's our fourth anniversary, but hey, we are going into our fifth year, and this is where Pratt House Sports all started. So we're going to get into our picks of the week. And the first game that we chose for this week, we've got the Seattle Seahawks at the St. Louis Rams. There we go. That conversation couldn't have been more appropriate. That game comes off at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. Now, this is a nice interdivision matchup here to open up the season, particularly between two teams that, despite what you might have just heard there, many have speculated, may see the postseason. It's possible. I mean, certainly everybody's saying Seattle for sure, St. Louis maybe. Now, it's practically a given for the 2014 NFC champion Seattle Seahawks. Many, however, have indicated that the Rams will take the big step in anticipation of a potential move to the West Coast. Others are pointing, as Psychic did, to the stability at the quarterback position for the Rams. With Nick Foles taking over that spot. Now, he's got the receiving weapons to throw to, but it seems to me there are still questions about whether there's a ground game or not. Defensively, the Rams should continue to be strong. Oddly, it's the defense that is now in question over for the Seahawks. Changes particularly in the Seahawks secondary. Some are saying they may not be as dominant as they have been in the past. Now, the Seahawks were a team last season criticized for not having the aerial weapons that other seriously contending teams had. Not the case this year. The Seahawks show an improved offensive lineup with the addition of tight end Jimmy Graham. Vegas, though, isn't giving much respect to the Rams as the Seahawks are a 4-point favorite. Psychic, you're up. Where are you going?
Well, this is, of course, my bomb diggity bomb pick of the week. Because this is going to be the only time I'm going to, you know, right now both teams are in first place with one move into LA.
Insert bomb sound effect here since it won't work.
Yeah, well, according to my soundboard, we haven't gotten rid of Richard yet, so
There you
and
go.
Not that I'm trying to get rid of Richard. I'm not trying to get rid of him. I mean, you know. But, you know. But anyhow, go ahead.
Anyway, so I am going to go with the Rams to win this one.
All right.
I'm dreaming, but I'm going to, for the only time this season, pick my team.
He's what? Dreaming of a blue Christmas.
Uncle Mark, where are we going?
Oh, absolutely. I'm taking the Rams against the spread. That's fine. You know, last year they beat the Seattle Seahawks at home, which they are this year. For them, it was game two. This year, it's game one. They're going to beat them again. I don't know if it'll be 28-26, but it'll probably be that close and that fun. So I'm going with the Rams to get the win early.
There you go. Brandon, what do you got?
I hate to, you know, seem like I'm jumping on the bandwagon, but I agree. I think the Rams win this. Seattle's having all kinds of trouble right now. Pete Carroll today was quoted saying Fred Jackson, a running back they just signed off the street, who was released from Buffalo, hardly had any practice time. It's going to get significant playing time. What the hell happened to Marshawn Lynch? Nobody's saying he's hurt. Something's not right with that team. You got the Cam Chancellor. You have Cam Chancellor holding out, being a distraction. And the Rams pretty much owned Seattle last year, the only team that did. I think that the Rams take this easily.
I'm going to be the only one at this point right now that's going to be on the outside of this one. I'm picking the Seattle Seahawks. I'll tell you right now, if they lose this weekend, watch. Everybody change their tune on who they think is going to end up as the NFC conference representative in the Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now. I'm picking Seattle.
Okay.
I'm picking Seattle.
Nah.
I know that there has been a history with these two teams and a recent history whereby the Rams play them tough. Real quick, Jim, want to jump in there? I mean, what do you think?
Absolutely. I have some water for the bomb diggity bomb. I'm just going to spray it and diffuse it right there. I'm with you, Mike. If Seattle wins this game, it'll be a close game. I think it's within 7 to 10 points, probably closer to 7. It'll be a good competitive game. Intra-division games always are, but Seattle will find a way to win. Or perhaps St. Louis will find a way to lose offensively. Again,
mm-hmm.
The running game is more questionable in St. Louis, in my humble opinion, at this point in time, with Todd Gurley, who everybody thinks is going to be a stud, and he very well may be, but he's not playing, and Trey Mason. Seattle will win by 7.
I thought Mason was going to be something.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a stretch. Okay.
No. Okay.
All right. Let's jump over to the New Orleans Saints at the Arizona Cardinals. I find this game compelling. 4:05 start Eastern time on Sunday. Now, many are contending that last season's 7-9 record for the Saints, well, that was just a blip, guys. Many are hyping the Saints to have a rebound season. But I don't know. Did anybody check their record in preseason? Hey, how about 0-4? I don't know.
But those games don't matter, Mike. It's
oh,
not about
I
record.
Hear you.
About,
I would agree.
I hear you.
With that.
Bottom line, here's the bottom line on this one. I don't think we're going to see an NFC South that looked anything like last year's. That's my personal opinion. Improvements have been made by all the teams in the division, and many are projecting a playoff season for the Falcons of all teams. But fact is, who's the best QB in the South? And that's a no-brainer. It's Drew Brees. And he'll have a much better season this year. Amazingly, listen, go back and check the records. He really didn't have that bad a season last year. It was his supporting cast. On paper, the Cardinals right now look like a juggernaut on both sides of the ball. Let's not forget that even with some instability at the QB position, the Cardinals last year only lost 5 games all season. So while there seems to be some initial apprehension about the health of Carson Palmer, whatever happens, the Cardinals can sit back and go, been there, done that. Interesting spread, though, on this home opener for the Cardinals. They're only favored by 2.5.
And, gentlemen, that feels like a Saints line to me. Uncle Mark, you're our Cardinals guy. You go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think a 4-0 start is realistic for this team right now, and that would pretty well equate to what they did a year ago. They're looking at the Saints, the Niners, the Rams at home. They're looking at going on the road to the Bears. 4-0, not unreasonable. Absolutely. Desirable bye week. Last year it was bye week number 4. This year it's bye week number 9. I'm going